Well, that sound you can hear is the acoustics of the village of Sult. It's a village of around 300 residents, 3 miles northeast of Stafford. Now, this village has history. It's recorded in the Domesday Book, and it's still home to the second oldest licensed pub in England, the Hollybush, which dates back in part to 1190. But with pride in their history, local villagers here are concerned. The government department, DEFRA, will announce this week whether or not it's going to cut funding to the community councils for all different counties across England. I'm joined now by Chris Welch, who's from the Community Council of Staffordshire. You have actually launched an online petition, haven't you, a campaign to try and save your funding?
Yes, it's a national campaign. For 60 to 80 years, we've been funded, supported by government funding. We're very worried that from April the 1st, our funding nationally will disappear from DEFRA. That will undermine our future sustainability, frankly. It doesn't mean that we're going to stop tomorrow, but certainly in the next year or two, it will mean we'll have to completely remodel the work we deliver.
What are some of the things that you do or you run that people can identify with?
The Best Kept Village competition, 2015 is the 60th year for the Best Kept Village competition. We also support village halls. But additionally to that, we run a county-wide oil buying consortium to help people reduce their energy bills and in some cases alleviate fuel poverty.
David Cameron, the Prime Minister, has said quite often, talked about this big society and the idea that some things should be up to the people to sort out themselves, that government or taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for.
Even with the great work that volunteers do, they quite often need a little bit of input from paid professional, really, just to steer and help and advise.
And you are hoping to get more signatures for your petition online, aren't you?
We've already got sort of 12,000 people in the last week to sign that. But the more people can sign that in the next few days, the better.
Well, Chris, let's take a look, actually, at some of the things that your funding from DEFRA supports. Onto the green triangle, that is the village green. And in front of us is a tall, maybe 12-foot tall wooden pole. On top of it, with a blue, black and gold wrought iron emblem, Best Kept Village Trophy. Plaques nailed into it, you can see 1993. Western, 1994, no saw. But I'm joined by a man who knows a fair amount about the village competition.
Yes, I'm Edward Harrison, a member of the Best Kept Village Committee. The trophy is something that is very much admired and appreciated in the community.
What difference would it make if that funding stopped?
If the competition folds, then the villages don't have a focus. Really and truly, the villages will suffer.
I guess pride is the right word, isn't it?
Yes, pride is the word. We're extremely proud to get this trophy and we're very appreciative of everything that's done. But generally, it is something that we would miss.
When did Sult last win?
This year, 2014. It's nice to be appreciated at the end of the day.
Now, if we take a stroll just a few metres away from the village green, we can find ourselves at the village hall. Let's take a wander inside. And there's a parents and toddlers session going on with plenty of toys being rolled around the floor, and I can see a Thomas the Tank Engine, and with Angela Richards, who's the vice chair here.
The village hall was originally an army hut, which was part of the First World War on Cannock Chase. We as a village community have raised the funds with support from people like the community council to rebuild the walls of the village hall. It is secure, we hope, for the next 10, 15, 20 years or more.
Somebody perhaps who lives in a larger city and might not appreciate what it means in more rural life to have a centre like this.
We are a small village which has a small community, but we don't have a shop. We don't have an hourly bus service. We don't have theatre or all of those sorts of things which would be available in a city.